New FM.
The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
And we are up and firing. Good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday.
Morning.
Hello, Stephen and Kath. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm reeling a little bit from the idea that it would be 34 degrees today, and yesterday it was like 22. What is with
you'll
the weather,
survive.
Man?
Temperatures go up, temperatures go down. It's a wild roller coaster, and we are all living on it.
34 sounds phenomenal, though. Beach weather.
That is beach weather.
I'm all for that. I'm well and truly awake this morning as well, Crevo.
Yeah.
Normally takes me, you two would know, it takes me a while to get up and going in the show, normally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this morning, when I went to have a shower, I was confronted with this sight. Now, I'll pass the photo around the team. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
God, it was terrifying.
Don't
belittle me for that. That's a massive spider in my bathroom.
Hang on, it's huge. Oh, it's a cute little huntsman.
That
is the biggest spider I've ever seen in my life.
It's not the biggest spider I've ever seen, but I grew up on a farm and I've seen some things.
It's a cute little huntsman.
No. Oh, okay, well.
Bring in the reptile handler with all the spiders. We'll get them all over Steve and that'll be a bit of fun.
No, I feel silly about that. That's massive. Anyway, it gave me a real fright this morning.
Did it crawl up on you?
No. Oh, God, okay. No. That was as brave as I was. The photo I showed the team was my hand next to it for a size comparison.
Yeah.
And that was as close as I was brave, you know.
Yeah, you're pretty brave. It was close.
And it was nowhere near as big as his hand either.
I don't know.
Stephen does have massive hands.
He does have massive hands.
And massive gloves.
It was like half the size of my hand. Yeah, okay.
It's a huntsman.
All right, we'll move on there.
Well, good morning, Jess. How are you?
For once, Stephen, I'll side with you. A spider is a spider.
I'll show you the photo later, Jess. It's massive. These guys.
No, thank you.
Oh, farm life. Oh, I've seen bigger and scarier.
All right.
Doesn't matter. Still a spider.
Didn't realize it was a competition here in the morning.
Oh, it's not. It's just not that big. How are you? What did you get up to yesterday, Jess? How's Thornton?
What did I do? I mowed.
Oh, did ya?
Did some whippersnipping.
Aren't you growing
up? Oh, yeah, loved every second of it.
Well, lucky you did it today. Yesterday rather than today, sorry.
This is very true.
It's going to be a lot hotter today. If you left it, thought, I can't be bothered, I'll do it tomorrow.
Exactly.
You made a big error.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right, of course, we'll be catching up with Jess at a news chat in just a minute. So wake up in the Novos here at New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Now, Jess, what is the go with this siege in Swansea?
Yeah, so still going on. Police are at a house on Lake Road. They were called there about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Quite the scene from what we're hearing from residents. It wasn't just police. It was like SWAT team, Bearcat vehicles, undercover police. Apparently there's a man in a house that's refusing to come out and no manner of negotiations or anything seem to have worked overnight. So police are still there. They've told residents nearby and in the neighbouring houses not to leave and to stay inside. There's no ongoing risk to the community, police say, but they are still there trying to defuse that situation, I guess.
So what, they're telling people not to go to work, just to stay at home?
If you've been told by police, if you live next door, or if, you know, you're in the street, a part of the street that's been closed.
That was in Charlestown, right? Next to my house.
Well, I was looking on the map, Lake Road's one of those ones that goes, like, all the way across the Swansea, like, peninsula thing.
Yeah.
So it's like, because there's so many little streets in Swansea, but this is, like, one of the big dog ones. So interesting stuff.
Mm.
Oh, well, hopefully that gets resolved as soon as possible. That's all I'll say.
That is so fascinating. Yeah. Anyway, changing pace a little bit. If you're thinking about starting up a fire today, Jess, don't.
Don't do it. Yep. It's going to be hot and windy. Total fire ban today. Extreme fire conditions for the Greater Hunter region as well. We saw one of these fire danger days, like I think it was not last week, the week before Kersley. Pretty bad fire out there, threatened homes. So the RFS is urging everyone, make sure you know what your fire plan is. Enact it if you need to. Do all the right things. Use common sense. Don't be an idiot.
That
That is the news term, isn't it? The correct news term. Don't be an idiot.
Exactly. You heard so many things.
Yeah, well, that's so
Heating,
true.
Don't be an idiot. Fires, don't be an idiot. We could use this as like a universal campaign.
Literally.
Don't be an idiot.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of idiots out there,
That
though.
Is sad reality, yep.
So true. Thanks for that, Jess. Of course, a full news update again at 5:30 as you wake up with the Novo.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is... The Novos. You're waking up with the Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Hang on. There we go. I've got to turn my mic on. I've got an attack of the wrong buttons this morning. Yesterday, guys, out doing a little delivery, just a local one in Mayfield, right? And I've spotted what I've seen as the jet ski house.
The jet ski house in Mayfield.
Yeah, there's a jet ski. There's honestly parked on the front on the street. You got like two or three jet skis. And then in the yard, I don't know, six to eight.
Do they own a jet ski business?
No.
Must do.
Nothing to do. There's no signs, nothing. They're just like, I reckon I could see with what Nat's not seeing the backyard at all, 10 or 11.
Most households, they've got two per person today, one per leg.
How many jet skis do you need? It's extraordinary. If anyone knows anyone connected to the jet ski house...
We want to talk to the people in the jet ski house.
I want to know more. It's extraordinary.
That's so fascinating. It's not like you live as well, like, right on the water.
No,
when
you're
close, what, 20 minutes or something like that, maybe, 15 minutes.
15.
But... Yeah, it's not like you just got a ramp in your backyard into water.
If anyone's got any info on the jet ski house, I want to know it because it's fascinated me now. In fact, even like I did the delivery, whatever, and then later I went out to Woolies. I'm like, I'm driving past it. It's not that far out of the way. Just have another look.
Why didn't you stop and knock on the door?
Well, because I'm not. That's a bit weird, isn't it?
I'm not brave enough
Neither
either.
Neither am I.
Do you think someone with the news that the White Goods graveyard is closing down...
They've started their own
tourist attraction in Mayfield
to rival it? To be fair, some of them didn't look in perfect working order.
Could be the new White Goods graveyard.
Oh, I'm excited. Mayfield has a new tourist attraction, everyone. Let's get excited about it. Waking up with the Novos here, New FM.
I had a major win yesterday. I got free money.
Oh, well, like, you can never complain
on,
with that, can
hang
you?
Hang on. Fill us in on this.
So I went to the gym yesterday, didn't have the session with the PT that I thought I was going to have because I got my dates mixed up. Classic fail on my behalf.
That's all right.
Not good with the calendar. But I'm doing my thing, right? Okay, I'm here. I'm at the gym. Let's do a workout. Do a little cardio sesh. I hate cardio. Get utterly bored. So what I do to keep myself occupied while sitting on the treadmill or on the bike is I go through all my emails, right? And through all of the junk emails.
That sounds even more boring than running.
I know, but it just keeps
me distracted.
Takes
your mind off things.
Yeah, okay.
I'm exercising, right?
Okay, so I'm like, well, I don't know, maybe 150 emails deep into the pile.
Wow.
And I see this email saying, you have unclaimed money. And I'm like, oh, scam.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the delete.
And then I kind of looked at it again and I went, undelete, looked at it again and I went, no, that's a legit New South Wales government email. I'm like, why are they telling me that I haven't, you know, they've got money? Like usually
yeah, that's
when
really weird.
Usually when I get an email from Revenue New South Wales, I've been speeding again. Right?
Not again. That's why you...
So I open up the email again, read it carefully, and I'm like, no, this has got to be a scam. So I don't click the link. Really important safety tip, never click the link.
Never do.
But I then went to the Revenue New South Wales website and I searched up this tool, this unclaimed money tool, and sure enough, $300 is mine. It's sitting there and waiting. And all I need to do is put in a form and boom, $300.
Have they told you why?
It's apparently a dividend from a share that I owned like a gazillion years ago and they've been trying to find me for about 8 years.
Wow.
You have that. $300. Don't
Absolutely.
Mind if you do.
So what are you gonna treat yourself with for $300?
Yeah, well, $300 would have got you a lot more 8 years ago if you claimed it then.
That's true. Now you'd be lucky to fill your petrol tank.
I don't know. I'm going to have to think about
that. Yeah, you need to treat yourself.
Make sure you spend it on something to treat yourself, though.
Yes.
Don't, I've got this bill piled up.
No, that's boring.
Get something fun. Get something
fun. It can't be just a bill. You've got to put it into like a spa day or something like that.
Yeah, I know.
Spare jet ski at the Mayfield jet ski home.
Oh, if you're knocking about. Definitely.
Actually, you know what I do need? I need a new mobile phone. So
That, perfect. That'll buy you about 10% of the new iPhones. That's exciting. Good for you.
1, 2, 3.
On new FM. This is the Novos, three of a kind.
All right, let's do this thing, family. The early bird gets the worm, and this is your chance to get yourself some freebies bright and early on your Thursday morning. The magic number, 4967-4105. We're going to play three of a kind. So what we do here is we give you three items, and all you got to do is tell us the linking word or the theme that connects them together. You do that quicker than your opponent, a fellow Novocastrian, and you win yourself some goodies.
That's right. First of all, you're going to get a family pass to Rippert Golf, which awesome. This is in Broadmeadow. It's the flashy new, like, they've got the putt-putt, they've got the golf simulators there, food and drink situation. It's awesome, this whole thing. So if you want the family pass for free, this is your chance at it. 4967-4105. Call that number now. Also, we've got, you're in the draw for the $100 fuel cards that we're giving away all week.
Winning on winning on winning. That's what we do.
It's
local winners here.
It's the easiest game to play.
Oh, it's so simple. Okay, so if you're home and you're feeling a bit like
what is
uneasy
this game?
About it,
yeah.
Let's do a quick example amongst the team. So we get Kath and Crevo to verse each other.
Whew. You ready, Kath?
Your name is your buzzer. Elaborate. And if I were to say to you guys, for example, triangle, square, circle.
Crevo,
quickest there.
Is it shapes?
Yeah, shapes.
Oh, you would have got it.
When we say it's easy, we mean it is easy. You just got to be quickest. 4967-4105. Should we meet our contestants this morning?
Let's do it.
Do we have Vicky back from Brankston? She was so excited yesterday.
I think we do. Morning, Vicky. How are you?
Good, how are you going?
She's still excited and
yes.
happy. Love it.
Doing very well. Up against Vicky, it's Al in Maitland. Hey, Al, how are you?
Hey, good, thanks. How
are
you going today?
Never better. It's a Thursday. We're at the pointy end of the week.
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
It.
Yep.
Rapidly getting to the weekend. All right, let's try and cure these midweek blues, though, with, like we said, a family pass to rip it. So, before we get into the game, we must test everyone's buzzer. Your name is your buzzer. So, Vicky, you know what you're doing. You go first.
Yeah, Vicky.
Yeah, lovely, nice and quick. Al, you're next.
Al.
Perfect. Easy. Now, remember, Vicky, before you answer the question, you have to buzz in with your name.
Yes.
That applies to you as well, Al.
All right, it applies to everyone that plays this game. Without further ado, let's get into this. Best of luck, ladies. Your first one this morning is French onion, hummus, corn relish.
Al
quickest there.
Dips.
Ooh, is correct.
Absolutely right. One on the board.
First point goes your way. All right, next one we've got is Yahtzee, Monopoly, Scrabble.
Al
quickest again.
Board games is only got it correct.
Unbelievable. Incredible scenes as Al has taken out the win straight off to Rippert Golf. Going right now, are you?
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Not even listening. Oh, well, that's fine. I said, are you going to go right now? I don't think they're open, though.
Yeah, no, probably not right now. Maybe
through,
maybe on the weekend.
Oh, that's a good idea. Probably more sensible. Don't fob off work. They'll be really upset with you. See how easy it is to win. You can do it same time, same place. Play three of a kind tomorrow.
Still a lot of pain on Newcastle's roads, particularly around that Taro Rail Bridge. We've got the boss on the phone to answer some questions. Jenny Aitchison, the Minister for Regional Transport and Roads and the Member for Maitland. So she would know this pain personally. How are you doing this morning, Jenny?
Look, I'm okay. I have to confess I'm in Parliament, so I'm not driving it, but I was up there on the weekend and I know the pain people are experiencing, and friends and family are reaching out as well as members of the community, so it is very difficult.
I'm sure your SMSs are blowing up with people expressing their frustration. Let's start at the beginning. Can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, so basically back in July, there was some work being done on the railway and they had a look at the bridge and understood that there had been some degradation. Now, there's been apparently historically a 4-year timetable of checking those bridges, and it wasn't due to be looked at until November this year or later this year. What's happened is we've seen it early, which is good, and then the engineers made a decision to cut the traffic speed down to 60 kilometres an hour, get those big trucks over 69 tonne, which is about 100 movements of those a day, off those outer lanes, put them on the right lanes, and that was going to hopefully get us through to when we could have a rail position, so get the track clear so we could do the work safely. What's happened in the interim is they've continued to monitor because obviously we're putting safety first.
Mm-hmm.
They've understood that that degradation of that column is happening quicker than we anticipated, and so what they've had to do is put the emergency closures of the lane, so we're down to one lane in either direction. We are working, we've had an engineer's report, the initial one has come back. We're working on the plan of getting that initial fix done. There'll be more work that's done before the end of the year and before that peak holiday season when we know that area gets really congested. But we're just working really hard on it.
Okay, key question, how soon can we get another lane?
Look, I am asking and begging all the time, but that's one aspect of this. So, look, in the interim, I know we're really still encouraging people if they can do work from home, if they can stagger their travel times, it may be that that isn't just about helping themselves but also helping to keep the network clear. We've seen about 15 to 20% increase in train passengers over the last couple of days, so people are actually taking more trains, which is really great to see. We've also got a drone being used to assist in providing better monitoring around the area and from the air in terms of cameras. We've also got network operations still actively phasing those traffic lights in
the area. We can definitely see there's lots being done, and of course the big question is though, how long is it going to take for all of the repairs to be done?
I haven't seen the report, it's only just finished, so they're still working through, and it's, you know, I'm a minister but I'm not the person who should make the operational decisions around
Okay, fair enough.
You know, like, you don't
So you're not sure yet, really?
No, well, no. And we're hoping, like we've always said, we're hoping it will be done, the initial to get the lanes open in 2 weeks, but that will be obviously subject to safety.
Yeah.
That's what we're all working for really hard.
Yeah.
And then there'll be more permanent work, which we'll obviously do in a way that is, you know, as safe but also as minimal to disruptions, and that will be completed before the end of the year. And I just want to let people know too, we've had people calling in and even on, you know, radio or different media we're doing, every suggestion we're getting, we're putting to transport, you know, that's where we're getting some of those things being escalated. So really keen to hear ideas, and also just I want to thank everyone for their, everyone gets frustrated, I get it, but everyone's really trying to work constructively together, and that's what we do in the Hunter. So I'm really grateful.
Thank you so much. We've got to let you go, but thank you and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
New FM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos. Good luck to everybody going off to do day two of the HSC today.
Not fun, is it?
So stressful for a lot of people, right?
And hopefully no apricots today. Had quite a few messages yesterday that were just apricot emoji, crying face emoji. It took me a little while to figure out that they were referring to a question. There was a poem or something about apricots in the paper yesterday. And apparently it was dumb, and I'm totally with you because, you know, I
was going to say, I'm across the league. I don't know what apricot crying face means. There you go. It's an in-joke.
Well, that's why it took me a long time to figure out, right? Because apricot wasn't in my emoji dictionary. They were literally talking about apricots.
There you go. So good luck, HSC goers. You got this. Today should be easier, I say, with no knowledge of what papers are on today.
English and music.
There you go. Oh, you'll be fine. You got this.
Hopefully you'll be all right anyway.
Next, though, we move into the area of sickies. If you've got a great story about someone trying to chuck a sickie and you're catching them out, or maybe it was you that got caught out, that's the sort of stuff we want. So keep those stories ready. Of course, we've got the $100 fuel cards up for grabs. We'll chat more about it in just a few minutes here at New FM. And SAS Australia in full swing at the moment. Of course, they've got, this is the celebrity edition, so they've got all the, you know, the celebs.
Yeah, the A-list is only, I assume.
No doubt.
Brad Pitt in there, I imagine.
I don't think they got him for this one.
Oh, okay.
But they do have AFL legend Jason Ackermanis on there at the moment. And the big controversy at the moment, he's being roasted, basically, for trying to get out of it on a medical grounds. Uh-huh. Now, if you haven't seen what happened, he was in with the, they call the doctor in if the, like, one of the people has a complaint. And this is a bit of the exchange. I've got some of the quote here. Basically, he's got sore toes. That's what he's trying to get away with. Right? So Ackermanis says, "It's very sore. It's not good." And the doctor says, "Doesn't really look swollen, does it?" Ackermanis says, "Well, there is swelling there." And the doctor says, Where? Akamanis is like, I reckon these two toes are swollen a bit. What do I do? The doc said, put your boots back on. Completely ridiculous. He's basically trying to say that his toes are all swollen up and he needs to be medically discharged, right?
Right.
And he's
trying to get off the show or out of just one episode.
Oh, he's trying to get off the show. He's trying to get.
I think he's had enough. A bit homesick, maybe.
Exactly. He's been roasted online, of course.
The internet is so savage, isn't it? You know, like as a whole, the internet just never forgives, never forgets.
That's right. Well, essentially, he's trying to chuck a sickie and get out of it, isn't it? He's, as you said, maybe a bit homesick. And he's just over it. He's got some sore toes. Let me off the show. I want off the show.
I can understand why he's copping it online. That does seem soft, doesn't it? It doesn't pass the bar test, if
that's
you will.
It. Yeah, if you sign up for a show like that, you know, you're signing up for a job. Don't try and get out of it, is essentially what's going on.
And what did he think was going to happen on SAS? Did he think it was going to be like, oh, you know, prancing through fields and, you know, eating ice cream? It's not going to be that simple. Not going to be that easy.
Exactly. So this is what we wanted to do here. 4967 4105, your sickie stories. Have you caught someone trying to chuck a sickie? Like maybe what someone who's supposed to be coming into the job or, you know, coming into work and you found them out. Or maybe it was you. Did you get found out for trying to chuck a sickie? That sort of thing. Years ago, I was doing some work. I had a job interview, right, during business hours. Chucked a sickie. On the way to the job interview, I'm all suited up, ready to go. I bumped into my co-workers.
No, you didn't.
100%. So, you know, they were like, oh, feeling a bit unwell, are you? You know, all that sort of gear.
How's this? This is a story that my uncle says is both the best and the worst day of his life.
Yeah.
Because he chucked a sickie to go to cricket. It was Australia versus India. This is in Perth.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he chucked a sickie to go to the cricket with some of his mates. Caught a six in the crowd. Best moment of his life. Was on telly, though. Of course, he got played on the news that night and he got the sack.
Oh, no.
Got the sack with chucking a sickie. The highs and lows of life, I suppose, isn't it? It's a roller coaster.
4967 4105. If you've got a story, we've put this up on the socials as well. So if you can't get on the phone, you can add something there. But give us a call because the best call today wins $100 worth of fuel, which you'll need if you chuck a sucky.
Yeah, chuck a sickie and get the sack.
Indeed. Is that what you're going for? 4967 4105. Now, producer Scott, you've got a story for us before we jump in here.
I do. I've never pull a sickie in my life.
Oh, here we go.
I'm sure the bosses are listening. But before I came to New FM, I used to be a traffic reporter at another radio station.
Yeah.
And I was training a bloke, and he rings me one day, and he's like, oh, I'm not coming in because I'm sick. And I went, that's fair enough, man. If you're sick, whatever. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm sick. And the traffic's really bad. And I could tell you, as a traffic reporter, that the traffic was not bad.
Oh, what a dumb excuse.
Like, you didn't need to say that. If Ed had just said you're feeling under the weather, whatever.
You would have got away with it.
Well, now I know you're like, faking it.
That's like the epic fail, isn't it, with sickies, is that people overreach.
Oh, that's the thing. I try and overcompensate with their stories. Now, we put this online as well, at the Novos _ on Instagram.
Speaking of getting a little bit too creative and trying too hard, Carla tells this story that she had a guy text in sick, right? So he didn't call, he sent an SMS.
Yeah. The coward's way out, of course. Yeah. My favourite way.
You sent a photo of a turtle with eggs in it, right? So like an x-ray photo of a turtle with eggs in it and claimed his belly was full of masses.
What?
What?
But was it clearly a picture of a turtle? What on earth?
There's lots of other good stories up on the socials as well. We had one guy that said he couldn't come into work because it was raining. Another guy said he fell asleep while putting his work boots on. And Kylie had an employee who said that they had to go and get a pink slip on Boxing Day.
Oh, that's not even a sickie. That's just disorganised. All right, we go to Boolaroo now. Jason, what's your story?
I was going to check his sickie from school with my friend.
Okay.
So I phoned school and I went, I can't come into school. And they said, all right. And then my friend called. And as my friend called, my mom was on the other line to the school for some reason.
No.
And they said, I hope your son's doing better. Go, oh, is my friend's name? Is Brian all right? And he went, no, he's just on the other line too. So my mom came and picked us up from his house and we ended up.
Oh, no.
We weren't even a minute late for school because we got
done in. How unlucky is that? Your mum just happened to be calling at exactly the same time.
Yeah, so we're all ready to play video games and stuff, and all of a sudden there's a knock on the door. It's like, it's your mom. It's like, no. No.
Oh, no. This has actually got us.
I don't have problems like these with the old mobile phones. You get away with a lot more with the text.
That's right. Texting is the key if you're going to fake it, according to Stephen.
Yeah, well, that's got the Stephen tick of approval stamped.
Done.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Going to be a hot one today, but a cooler one tomorrow, which is good because I'm really excited about this. Friday Night Feast is back. This is a
what
great
is
event.
It?
Have you not been to Friday Night Feast?
No, neither have I, admittedly.
Never heard of it.
And I'm the one that's new to Newcastle.
Yeah, what is it? Explain to us, please. On. I've never heard of it
I've
before.
Heard of Friday Night.
It's a
night.
Street food festival, and I love my street food.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Happens at the station, Newcastle. It happens every second Friday of the month between October and April every year.
Right,
so
okay.
It starts
in the warm
tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
So the first one is tomorrow. Basically, a whole bunch of food vendors all in this kind of like open air street party every 2 weeks.
That sounds right up your alley, Grevo.
Yeah, definitely. I love that sort of thing. What's your favourite thing you've ever had there, Kath?
I like those potatoes that you get that have got like sour cream and stuff in it.
Or like a loaded potato.
Yeah, baked potato. Yeah.
Lovely.
Can you get like paella there?
Probably.
Surely you can.
Probably.
Every
I love a festival paella.
If you go to the Facebook page of Friday Night Feast, just put in Friday Night Feast, you'll find it. They actually have a list of all the different types.
How good's that? Get on it.
I will get on that, I think, actually. Thank you for that, PSA.
Indeed. Hey, up next, how's this? This couple's figured out. This is a bit of a life hack, right?
Oh, yep. You and your life hacks,
I love
Screamer.
It. No, they've figured this one out, though. How to go on holiday continuously for the rest of their lives.
Okay.
This sounds very good to me because I like holidays and feasts. What a morning! UFM. Your chance to be on holiday continuously forever. Right?
Forever.
Sounds too good to be true.
Wow. This is this couple, right? They've booked themselves 51 back-to-back cruises. They said they're giving up their retirement home because it's cheaper just to be on cruises the whole time.
Really? What, financially, it's a better decision to be on cruises?
Financially. Plus, you've, like, your room's cleaned every day. They've got the medical staff there. The food's all included. Mm. And probably a bit better atmosphere, you know, than some stodgy old room, you know, with carpet that smells a bit like wee.
Well, I guess everyone's happy while they're on holiday, aren't they?
That's
so everyone's
the thing.
Been in such a good mood.
Imagine being the booking agent, right? Because they said, this is what they said. I went to the agent, look, whatever comes, book it. And as many as you can. Imagine that. You've just signed yourself a golden ticket, basically.
Wow.
I mean,
putting the agent's kids through college as well.
Exactly.
University while they're at it.
Putting the agent onto the cruise forever as well. They've gone 455 days at this so far.
Wow.
It's still going since June, like, I don't know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
A year and a half ago or something. Unbelievable. So they're on this basically one boat so far, and it just keeps going around and around the world. Why not?
I sort of stayed on the same boat.
Well, they were on it for ages on this one Coral Princess or something. They went on to dry land for a couple of days and got onto another one.
Interesting.
I mean, there's a life hack right there, isn't it?
I wonder if they keep the same room.
Well,
for all the different cruises.
Well, you would think that
45B, easy to remember.
Yeah, by being on the boat for that long, that you know, they'd get to know all of the crew, and they'd probably have, you know,
they'd be looked after.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
People like the crew would be giving them a wave in the hall and stuff, wouldn't they?
It'd be like those people that live in hotels. I know it doesn't happen that much here, but when I was in the States working on election campaigns over there, heaps of people lived in hotels. Like
wow.
They literally lived in the hotel.
I don't think it's for me. You know?
What, the cruise
the
life?
The cruise and life, the cleaning and everything is kind of nice.
It is. I mean, there is that factor. Yeah. Never have to vacuum again. But you can also get a robo-vac. Just saying.
No, not the same, though. Cruising the world. Living while you travel.
Yeah,
that sounds great.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Oh, well, better than a retirement home, like I said.
I agree.
Life hack sorted. There you go. New FM.
Last night, the Jets, they launched their season at Modus. Of course, A-League's women, they start on Saturday. They're playing in an F3 derby, whereas the men, they've got to wait another week to go to Perth, a long flight to Perth, and ahead of that season starting. We've got one of their star new recruits, Ryan Ryan Scott joins us in studio. How are you, mate? How's things?
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Excuse me.
That's all right. The coffee will work its way in.
Get the cobwebs out. Nah, yeah, happy to be here.
Excellent stuff.
Now, you are new to Newcastle, moved from Melbourne. I assume that's home. Yeah. How are you finding Newey? What are your initial thoughts?
Yeah, I'm loving it, to be honest.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a big change from Melbourne. Melbourne's pretty chaotic and very cold, so, yeah, the weather's probably the biggest change for me. And, yeah, it just seems like everyone's just cruising a little bit, so... yeah, real coastal vibe and, yeah, embracing it.
Well, yeah, you're new to the town, you're new to the club as well. Have the boys been looking after you? Has there been any, like, initiation process, any, like, pranks, rookie duties, stuff like that around the club?
Yeah, no, the boys have been good. There's a few of us new fellas, so there's usually an initiation process where you'll have to get up and sing a song in front of the team, and we did that on our pre-season camp in Coffs Harbour. So.
Did you do it all together or individual?
Nah, it's individual, so yeah, it's pressure on. I went first. I sort of don't mind doing it. Yeah, some boys
had
crumbled,
a good sound.
Yeah, I went with rock DJ Robbie Williams.
Oh.
And have the boys that have been here a bit longer been looking after you? They've been taking you out, showing you the town and stuff?
Yeah, I did catch up with the couple of the senior boys when I first got here. Brandon O'Neill was one that, yeah, just to touch base with, because I've obviously met a few of the guys throughout playing against them over the last few years. But, yeah, was, yeah, welcome with open arms and, yeah, enjoying it.
Nice one. Now, you're new to Newcastle. Are you single? Are you married? What's your situation? You're on the apps? What's happening?
Jeez, here we go. Yeah, I'm single. I'm just, yeah. Just drifted with the wind up here. Just
nice one.
Yeah, running my own race at the moment, which is good.
So if you're hearing that voice, thinking, whoa, it sounds very deep and bassy and good.
You're so nasty, Creamo. You didn't even wait long. That's the first thing you've asked.
Well,
that's
I just want to know, you know, we want to give him a proper Newcastle welcome, right? Make him feel welcome to this city.
So you're in a share house with some of the boys, or what's going on?
No, I'm actually living by myself.
Bachelor
Whereabouts
pad.
Are you?
I'm in Bar Beach.
Oh,
beautiful.
Living the good
of
life.
The world.
Tough gig.
Have you found your local, like your local pub? Where's the drinking hole at the moment?
There's a few. I feel like there's plenty of pubs in Newcastle.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's
one
a lot.
On every corner.
Yeah, it's a bit like that.
But yeah, there's.
Just some. The boys
Delaney's
have been.
Probably the closest.
The Dowell, yeah, lovely. Very good.
500 metres away, so.
Stumbling distance. Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah, I love that. Very
anyways,
good.
We try to pick the times where we can go and
absolutely
have the drink, but we're all human, aren't we?
That's
definitely.
It. That's, I suppose you've probably got to be a bit more behaved than the rest of us.
Yeah.
Wait till the off season, I suppose, now. So we found your local. Have you got like a favourite beach in Newey's? Bar Beach. You're pretty happy there?
Yeah, Bar Beach. Yeah, got to stick with the local beach for sure. I've actually sort of embrace going for a swim in the morning, so that's my little morning ritual. So I was a bit earlier this morning. I caught the sunrise, so it was great.
Did you? You're brave.
But I really enjoy getting in the water, and Bar Beach is where it's at for me.
Do you surf, mate?
I don't surf.
We'll have to teach you.
Yeah, I'd honestly be willing to try it if I knew someone.
Kath will give you a lesson.
No, I won't.
But, that's part of your Newcastle initiation.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
We're hoping to build a bigger rapport with you throughout the season, and we heard you're a bit of a karaoke man, like you said. You got any other party tricks we should know about?
Oh gosh,
I feel like this is like a university kind of like icebreaker type situation, isn't it?
I don't know, off the top of my head.
Well, pretty good with a football, that's what I've heard.
Well, we'll be back next week. We can ask him next week.
Yeah, exactly.
Take that for homework.
Yeah, there we go.
Sent you that as homework. I'm sure you've got to get off to training as well. We look forward to talking to you throughout the season, Ryan. Best of luck, and can't wait to chat to you next week and ongoing throughout the rest of the year.
Welcome to Newcastle.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Cheers.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And if you just missed it, had Ryan Scott on the show, one of the star new signings for the Newcastle Jets, who launched their season last night at Modus, which was an unbelievable night for everyone but the players, I reckon.
No.
I got an invite, I got to go. It was so nice.
Why do you say that?
Well, the canapes going around and an open bar and all that kind of stuff. It was like quite a flashy night.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was chatting to some of the boys, some of the players. I was trying to like mingle in and, you know, a bit of social climbing and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, absolutely. And was like, I was speaking to a couple of players. I said to Jacob Douse, who found the show in the past.
Yeah.
I was like, mate, you want a beer? He was like, you don't know how much I would love a beer right now. but I cannot have one. Torture for the players. Oh, open bar.
Not allowed
to touch it because, you know, they're coming into the season. They got training today. They've got like a pre-season match tomorrow. They're in the thick of it, in the thick of their preparations.
They couldn't even have like a non-alcoholic one?
Well, they could have like a Coke.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like a Coca-Cola or a water or a Sprite or something, but they can't have anything with alcohol in it. So torture for the poor players. And it was funny as well because I kind of like, naturally as you do, you're in your social circle and you hang around the people you're most comfortable with. So I was chatting to the other volunteers and stuff like that. And when I was chatting to some of the players, one of their staff members came along and was like, all right, boys, time to mingle. Come on, you got to go say hi to someone. Oh, Dad. You know, but I think for the most part, everyone had such a fun night and I enjoyed myself as well.
That's good.
Having a bit of fun. We're going to be talking soon about people who like to get changed where other people can watch them get changed.
Whoa, hold on. There's a bit going on here. We're going to unpack it. There's got to be more to this story.
Surely.
Well, we'll unpack it all in minutes right here on New FM.
Guys, I was really confused by a story in the paper yesterday, which was about the change rooms, the open-air change rooms at the Newcastle Ocean Baths.
Okay. They're open-air change rooms there.
Yeah.
Wow, I can't say I've ever seen them. I haven't been to the Newcastle Baths, I don't think. They're under reno all last summer.
Yeah.
So you couldn't swim there anyway.
I always imagine they're always under reno, and I just go to the Merriweather Baths, because the whole thing...
That's what I do as well, normally. It's safer.
New story after new story about it.
There certainly is a lot of work going on there about the pavilion. And the story yesterday was about the open-air change rooms.
Yeah.
And this user group of the baths saying that they wanted to keep them as open-air change rooms. And the first thing that I kind of stopped is you have open-air change rooms, like, anywhere? And he goes, yeah, we've had them for a century in the story. And I you know, read through a bit more, and basically what's happened is that City of Newcastle have decided that when they rebuild the pavilion, the open-air change rooms will be gone. They'll go to closed change rooms. And the main reason to do that is to stop people with drones being able to spy on the people while they're changing, right? Which
seems reasonable.
It seems completely reasonable and logical, and like there's no other option. But no, the guys want to keep the open air change rooms and just have a bit of a roof over them, but still have them open air.
So, hang on. So the people... Yeah, that is confusing. But basically, they want to keep it... Well, I sort of understand that they want to keep them open air because...
Well, the argument that they give, right, is that, and I'm just going to read right here from the story. So this is in the Newcastle Herald. One only has to compare the damp change rooms at the likes of Bar Beach, Merriweather Ocean Baths and the Surf House with the light and airy change rooms at the Newcastle Ocean Baths to understand why there is such strong public support to retain the existing design.
Yeah,
okay. Change rooms stink occasionally. Got it. I still don't want somebody looking at me and me all together.
I agree. If this is going to be a problem with drones and surveillance and all, you know, Big Brother that's out there now, then, yeah, let's have a bit of privacy in our change rooms. It's not like you're in there for a long time. You get in, you get your bathers off, you get your clothes on, you get out. You
know, the boy. Do you have any idea how much longer it takes to get dressed as a girl?
No, I'm not sure. Never really considered it.
Never been a girl before.
You should try it occasionally.
I'm sort of with the... So it's people who are using it, like some regular swimming group or something, and they're like, we want to keep it open air. I actually support that because, first of all, they're the ones using it the most. Like I said, for me, they're eternally renovated. Secondly, have you ever been to a toilet block or change room at any beach in anywhere in the world that didn't stink?
No, they don't exist.
Just like gyms, they stink too.
Well, so but open air that seems fine.
The Friends of Newcastle Ocean Baths, that there is such a group, amuses me too, are the ones who are saying it is nonsensical that the claim that drones will breach the privacy of users if the open air change rooms are retained. I'm really confused about it. I think we need to ask Newcastle... Yeah. Open change rooms.
Right or wrong?
Right or wrong. What do you think? You can either vote quickly on the story that's up on the socials or give us a call, 4967 4105. Tell me why you want to be able to change in the open air, because I'm struggling.
Yeah, well, I'd love to hear an opinion from maybe some parents as well. Mm. I feel like if you got young kids, I wouldn't want my young kids changing in an open air change room, especially with the drones flying around.
But you can just say no drones in the area, like in an airport or something like that. There's places you can't have drones.
That so doesn't work. I mean, there's all kinds of legislation. Legislation and regulation about where you can fly drones, and you're not supposed to fly them 30 metres over any person, but, you know, people do. And particularly...
And
like
people break rules.
Yeah.
There's a rule that says you can't speed in your car. People do it.
Yeah, I don't. I just think I'm against dank stank. That's my
slogan, is it, for your campaign?
Yeah.
Say no to the dank stank.
All right. Open change rooms is what I'm trying to say. Yes or no, right or wrong, give us a call, 4967-4105 to Katie in Cardiff. Katie, what do you reckon?
Oh, leave them there. As Krigo was saying, absolutely, they're disgusting and they stink. But, I mean, 90% of people at the beach are wearing nothing anyway, so who cares?
Not quite nothing. Yeah. Not quite nothing. They're not wearing a lot.
Yeah.
But it's not quite nothing.
Yeah. You just always do that thing where you hold up the towel anyway and just, like, change under that.
No point going to the change room then. Well, just do that wherever. Do it in the car.
That's reasonable. All right, to Argentine. Ebony, what are your thoughts?
I reckon just leave them there.
Yeah, thank you. Bit of common sense. So, have you ever used them before?
Oh, quite a long time ago.
Yeah, and did you feel, like, uncomfortable or was it, it just felt fine?
Oh, I think that was fine.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
You know what I'm learning the longer I spend in Newcastle?
What?
Novocastrians are just so laid back. There is not a more laid back population in the whole world. They're just like, ah, oh, leave them there. Yeah. Whatever. Doesn't bother me. Live and let live. That's the motto here, I think.
And let's do that, shall we?
This is 105.3 UFM's Ticket Picker Box.
If you know the numbers 1 to 3, congratulations, you're qualified to play Ticket Picker Box. It's so simple. You've got to use some other numbers to call up, though. 4967-4105. Then you just got to pick between boxes 1, 2, or 3. And if you do that, you win a prize instantly. You're guaranteed. If you're a local Novocastrian, you're guaranteed a prize here just for getting on the air.
What do you reckon we've got in the box today? Pause?
No idea.
Paul McCartney?
Could be any of those.
Would it be 3 in a row if we had Paul McCartney?
Yep.
That would be 3 in a row.
Yeah. Oh, imagine. You couldn't write it, could you?
No,
I haven't looked today. I sometimes have a little sneak peek. I haven't looked inside the boxes today, though.
You're not supposed to look.
Sometimes you can't help yourself, though. They're just sitting here. Like, if you could see at home what the boxes we have in studio, they're so enticing. Just have a quick little peek in there. It's like a kid at Christmas.
The promotions team like to look after us and make sure that we have, you know, exciting props here in the studio to get us all revved up.
Well, that's what it's all about.
I'm like a cat. I just like shiny things.
And boxes.
Yeah, drawn to the light.
Cats love getting in boxes. Are you part cat?
Oh, who knows? I didn't want to reveal that on their radio today.
Okay, we're learning stuff here today. Let's meet our contestant for this morning.
All right, we head to Maitland. Good morning, Harley. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Oh, Harley.
You get the call, Harley. Harley, what's going on
you've
here?
You've got like a couple of seconds to sort this out. Otherwise, I'm putting someone else on.
Decline the other call.
Decline the other call now. Have you done it?
It sounds like it's all been done.
No, it has not. Sorry, Harley, you're off.
Oh, no.
That's all right.
Oh, Harley. Yeah,
poor Harley, but that's the way the cookie crumbles. You can't have another call coming in. Let's see if Bo in Argentine has another call coming in. You there?
Yeah, I'm
here. Oh, you're the luckiest person in Newcastle right now.
Yeah, that certainly is the way. You're on for Ticket Picker Box. You know how this works, Bo?
Just pick 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah, I reckon you've got it handled.
You're across it. All right, so what we're going to do is play the thinking music for you. During that time, you can deliberate, I guess, on what box you want to pick. At the conclusion of the music, you got to pick your box. Let's
do it. Here we go. Thinking music time. Oh, have a deep think, Bo. What's going to pick? Which one will he choose? 1, 2, or 3? Let's find out. All right, go for it.
Number 3.
Mine. All right, Bo. You have won a car pass to the Head and Greeter Drive-In to see the movie of your choice. Where if you don't like the movie, you can slash the seats.
Yeah, because they're in your car. I think that's what the gig is.
Yeah, I think that's what the joke is.
Yeah, well, congratulations, Bo. Awesome. Simple as that. All yours.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
No stress at all. The winning continues right here on New FM as well. Ticket Picker Box continues right throughout your day. Plus, got $100 fuel cards for getting involved in the show. Your next chance coming up in the next half hour.
Hello.
Lenovo. What's the goss? UFM.
For the very last time for 2.5 weeks, because he's abandoning us to find our own Tay-Tay news. Scott, what you got?
I'm sure you'll be able to find plenty of goss. The Newsmaker headlines today is all about Will and Jada Pinkett Smith. And honestly, I'm sick of these two. I'm sick of them. I've had it up to here with Will Smith's stories. He lost me at the Oscars when he, who could forget this?
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
Yeah, look, he lost me after that. Yeah, but it's come out. Apparently, she's doing, Jada Pinkett Smith being she's doing a tell-all story prime time over in the US, saying that apparently they're not even together. They've been split since 2016 and, to quote, living completely separate lives.
Wow.
Which
Maybe
begs the question.
That's why I was so cranky.
Well, that begs the question as to why is he going full off the Richter at the Oscars defending his wife if they're split?
That is weird, isn't it?
It raises questions that it was all a publicity stunt. But look, 10 years, it got people talking about the Oscars. People still talking about the Oscars. But a 10-year ban from the Academy Awards, was it worth it? He probably got paid a pretty penny to do it.
If it's a publicity stunt, he has lined his pockets.
If it is a publicity
Fascinating.
Stunt.
Fascinating.
I would err on the side that it is, but that's just my opinion.
I wonder if this is also a publicity stunt. They are together, living a happy life, you know, like a real nuclear family.
Yeah.
I don't think the Smiths are that hard up that they actually need to do these kinds of things.
You wouldn't think so.
Yeah, but when you earn money, you spend money.
That's
and
true.
And they've lived a very, like, luxurious lifestyle. Not quite in Rathluba, but, you know, they've lived quite a good lifestyle over the last, you know, decade or
decades. Yeah, look, I don't think it'd be money. If anything, it would be, you know, that relevance deficit. They're not in the news as much and they want to keep on that high of being talked about all the time. And I know it's kind of weird backwards psychology because most celebrities, you know, they need it and hate it. So it's kind of
a bit interesting.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I don't want the photos.
Anyway,
it's my
anyway.
Good side.
Yeah. Let's not wander off into a psychological analysis here. What else you got for us, Scott?
Well, sound the alarm. Taylor Swift news. That's the stuff. Tomorrow, Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour concert is out. And it's set to break records left, right, and center. Millions upon millions upon millions of dollars worth of tickets have already been sold. It's going to be very, very exciting to go see that one. In other movie news, sticking in the movie train, it's come out that Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling, very famous be together in the Barbie movie, they're teaming up again for an Ocean's 11 prequel.
Really?
That's what Hollywood is reporting.
So that I would watch.
I don't know. I didn't get around any of the Oceans.
Really?
I don't know. I've heard they're very good, but they're just not for me.
Interesting.
Okay. Now, Scott, I do have to ask. You are taking about 2.5 weeks off.
I am.
Is that because the Taylor Swift movie is coming to cinemas?
Oh, absolutely, mate.
Spending the whole 2.5 weeks just watching that on repeat, I can imagine.
Well, the goal of my time off is to see how many times I can watch the Eras Tour. That's the goal.
You know what? Good luck with that, and we support you as a team.
Thanks, mate.
We support you in your interests and hobbies.
You have a good break, mate.
Enjoy.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Now, Jess, we need you to stick around for a minute because we've been spending a lot of time together. Obviously, with colleagues, and as you do with
and
anyone,
friends.
Yeah, anyone you work with, you spend a lot of time with them, and you fill the day with lots of chit chat.
I think what Stephen's trying to say is this is a safe place.
Oh, of course, it's
it
a safe space. Oh, of course, it is.
Yeah.
You know, as you do with your colleagues or with your friends, you said a comment a bit offhandedly, Jess. Unfortunately for you, though, you work with three people who broadcast to the greater Newcastle region, the Great Hunter region.
Keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, well, you've got to be a bit more careful, censor what you say, because you told us, just in passing, about a nickname you've had in the past. I'd like you to reveal what said nickname was.
Tell us the story.
Right now?
Right now.
Okay. Well, a friend, I don't know how or why, but decided, was just like, said my full name for someone. You're Jessica Rouse. And he goes, hang on, what about Jessica Aroused?
Because
when you smush it all together.
Oh.
Yeah.
It becomes, yeah.
Becomes aroused.
It becomes aroused. And it's so funny as well, the more you fight, the more these nicknames stick.
They do. The more you say, no, I don't want that, it stays around forever, right?
And And then it was, he thought it was so funny that he decided to tell every group we were with over the next, you know, the following months. And I'm like,
seems fair.
Just stop.
No, please. I'd be doing exactly the same. But like we said before, it's so weird the nicknames people acquire throughout the journey of life and how they come about and how they stick. Because a lot of the time people have nicknames that relate nothing to their actual birth name, you know? Like, at least yours is a wordplay on your first and
isn't
last
it good?
Name.
Yeah, it is good. Yeah, it makes sense in there.
But a lot of people have nicknames that are just so outrageous. I remember one of my best mates.
Yeah.
Anyway, his name on PlayStation at the time when we were playing was Big Boy Dan. His name's Daniel. Anyway, one of the guys was like, who on earth's Big Boyden? He thought his name was Big. So he just got called Boyden for years and years and years.
Sometimes it makes no sense. It's a weird origin story.
Well, I confuse everybody with my names, right? Because I have multiple names.
Yeah,
oh, thank you. It's so confusing.
It is massively confusing. Okay, so my legal first name is Rafaela Catherine. All of it is my first name.
Wow.
Now, that's got a whole story in itself, but obviously that leads to confusion. So my family call me Kate. Most of my friends, and obviously here I'm Kath. When I'm doing like professional and legal things and I have to use my legal name, it's either Rafaela or Rafaela Catherine. And in my grain world, they know me as RK.
Wow, so many names. You don't even know what's going on.
So if you go and Google me, right, if you Google Kath Crosby, what you'll get is a whole lot about Bing Crosby's wife and a book, My Life with Bing. If you Google Rafaela Catherine Crosby, you will get a whole lot of politics. If you Google R.K. Crosby, you will get a whole lot of migraine stuff.
Oh, it's so confusing.
You're undetectable.
Confusing. I know. I like to, you know, I like to be stealthy like that and have multiple names. I just kind of explained it as, you know, it's like using a different name for work and for home. I just do it with first names rather than last names.
There you go.
Well, this is what we're looking for. We're looking for funny nicknames and their origin stories. And you know who always have a lot of these? Tradies.
Oh, yeah.
On the work site, they always have some belters. But this is what we're looking for. 4967-4105. We want the nickname you've heard and the weird origin story that got you there. And, of course, for trading in those two small details, you can win yourself $100 worth of free fuel. We'll go to Borugal first. Morning, Maddie. Tell us your story.
Good morning. So for as long as I can remember, my family have called me Keith.
Keith?
What?
Yes.
How did that happen?
So apparently they were like, you know, big fans of Chopper Reed, watched the movie. And in Chopper Reed, obviously, he kills Keithy George and it's because he whinges. And apparently all I did was whinge as a small child. So even now at 25, they're still calling me Keith.
I can imagine. I can imagine you complain about one little thing and they're like, oh, Keithy at it again. Here we go.
So annoying. to Toronto next. Cassie, what's your nickname and origin story?
So it's actually not my nickname, it's my younger sister.
Okay.
So she's 10 years old. Do you guys remember the chef Jeff Jans on TV?
Not really, but continue.
Yeah.
So her last name is Jans.
Mm-hmm.
Being a 10-year-old child, for some reason, she's always got sticky fingers. So we call her Sticky Hands Jan.
Sticky Hands Jan.
Also seems more difficult than an original name.
Yeah, but, you know, you...
It's not the point. It's about having fun.
Yeah, you make that sacrifice if you get a bit of a laugh, don't you?
Indeed. All right, let's go to Musselbrook. Hello, Scott. What's your nickname?
Scotty's my name. Booger is my nickname.
Booger?
Booger.
Now, have you been picking your nose, have you, Scotty? What's going on?
Well, Scott, snot, booger. Like, it just sort of...
Oh, man.
It just came that way.
That is, there's a lot of time and there's a lot of, like, evolution in a nickname like that, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah. Scott becomes Snot and then it sticks because you don't like it, probably.
And I feel like those nicknames as well are probably the most fun ones to explain. You got nothing to do. You're like, oh, then Henry became Harry, which became, you know, like, all that kind of deal. I think that's a lot of fun.
Indeed. Let's take one more in Newcastle. Dale, what's your nickname? Yes.
So, nickname's Dali, D-A-L-E, but they pronounce it Dali.
Okay.
So, quite a few times I've had menu log delivered, and when a delivery driver delivers it, they go, oh, menu log order for Dali. So, So now my 14-year-old and my partner, every time they're mad at me, they'll call me Dali.
Just when they're mad at you. Only wind you up.
You know you're in trouble then when Dali comes out.
Nicknames, they can be such a term of endearment. They can also be used as a lethal weapon, can't they? Oh, dearie me. Dali. Unlucky. Stitched up.
That's coming up to 9 o'clock. It's time to knock off, boys.
But come on.
Let's give our caller of the day. I reckon it has to be Keith.
Keith.
I remember talking to Keith.
Maddie from Borogold. Oh, right. His nickname was Keith because she whinged all the time. Like Keith in the Chopper Reed movie. That was a classic story. Love it.
Wine, wine, wine. Why are we rewarding wine?
I don't know.
$100 free fuel coming your way. Congratulations, indeed. Maddie. Winning continues as well right throughout the day, though. Make sure you stick around for New FM's ticket picker box.
That? What
I was
Stephen
say
said?
That too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well. We play right throughout the day. Your next chance with Scott Chippy Frappell for your work day. And make sure you're nice to him on the phones because it's his last day for like 2.5 weeks. He's off on a holiday to Japan. Nice for some.
Yeah. Okay. Or even just call him up and, you know, wish him bon voyage.
You could do that too. Just, you know, give him a call. It's actually going to be a bit weird tomorrow. Feel Good Friday, which is awesome. But we're going to have no Scotty and no Jess. Jess is away too.
What? How am I meant to feel good on my Feel Good Friday?
Oh, it's all right. We'll think
it out.
Yeah, we'll think of something. No dramas about that.
Catch you tomorrow.
See ya.
See you then.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more? Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au to get more now.